This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Parshas Balak. I have three ideas I'm looking forward to share with you. The first was quoted in the name of Rabbi Yochim Schlesinger. Rabbi Yochim Schlesinger lives here in London. He has a beautiful sefer called Beis Av. Rabbi Frand quotes it a lot. He is the father, for those here in London, he is the father of Rabbi Shaya Schlesinger, who's a Rav here in Golders Green. Rabbi Yochim Schlesinger, is in his late 90s, and he's active and well, and he's a Rav in Rosh Hashiva in Stamford Hill. And he has a beautiful sefer on Chumash, and he asked the following very interesting question in this week's Parsha. Parsha's Balak begins, and we're told about this enigmatic character called Bilam. The pasuk describes Bilam as Yodea Da'as Elyo. He knows the divine knowledge. So what does that mean? So the Gemara in Brachas Daf Zayin Amud Aleph says that Bilam was able to work out the moment in the day, one very short moment in every day, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. And no one else is able to work it out. Says the Gemara in Brachas, Ein kol beria yecholeh lechaven eis hashar. No other human being is able to work out that exact moment when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. Chutz mi Bilam Harash, apart from Bilam. Techsiv bei v'yedea das Elyon. He knows the knowledge of Elyon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, Hash the das behemta lo ha-yedei. Didn't know the animal. He couldn't figure out why the animal stopped. So yedei das Elyon ha-yedei. He didn't know how the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elamelamed, says the Gemara, Shal Yodeh Lechav and Eis Hashar, Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kayes Bo. He was able to work out the exact moment when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. Now, says Rav Schlesinger, why limit the pshat in the pasuk of Yodeh Das Elyon to knowing the moment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger? Surely Yodeh Das Elyon is much more grand, is much more far-reaching than just this singular piece of knowledge. The explanation, says Rav Schlesinger, is this, and it's an important yesod. There is a famous Rashi at the very beginning of Chumash. Rashi in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph of Bereishis. The Pasuk says, Bereishis Boro Elohim, says Rashi, V'loi Omar Boro Hashem. It doesn't say Boro Hashem, it says Boro Elohim. Says Rashi, Shebetchila Ola B'machshava Livreis B'Misatid. Because originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world with strict justice. But he saw that the world could not last like this. Hikdim midas rachamim. He therefore introduced midas rachamim, mercy, v'shitfa l'midas hadin, and he sort of combined it with midas hadin. Hanu tuchsev by yom ases Hashem Elokim eretz v'shamayim. It says in the pasuk by yom ases Hashem Elokim. Hashem is midas rachamim. Elokim is midas hadin. And therefore, you see that originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world according to strict justice, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that it wasn't working. He therefore introduced rachamim. It doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu overlooks inappropriate behavior, but rather he extends the grace period, as it were, that we can do tshuva, we can make amends for any times we have fallen short. Now, Yodeh Das Elyon therefore means that Bilam knew that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's original plan was to run a world al pi midas hadin, and he was able to invoke that midas hadin. Now, let me give you a mashal. This is a mashal that Hartman often gives to explain this concept, midas hadin. Imagine you are a guest at somebody's house, and there you are. You're sitting there at the table, and the host is sitting, a couple away from you, and he says, "Excuse me, could you pass the coke?" And you, the guest, look at the host and say, "Look, I'm here to eat. Can you please stop bothering me? I don't want to pass you the coke." The host thinks that's a bit strange, a bit weird behavior. A few moments later, the hostess, the balabusta, turns to the guest and says, "Can you just pass the salt, please?" And he says, "Look, I'm not passing the salt. I'm not passing the coke. Leave me alone." It's unlikely that guest will be invited back. There's a certain derech eretz, a certain way of behaving. So too, we are on this world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. If strict midas hadin would be in operation, we wouldn't last very long, because any time we fall short of the expectations, the responsibilities, the obligations HaKadosh Baruch Hu set for us, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midas hadin says, forget it, it's all over. Rachamim gives us the grace period to sort of to do tshuva, to make sure that we behave in the correct way. Now, Bilam, Yodeh Das Elyon, means that he had this, he was Midas Adin. There was this sort of no mercy, this critical, non-generous, negative perspective. And that's why, as we mentioned in the Halacha Shir with Ayin Hara, that he's described as Shum Ha'ayin. He only had one eye. Because you're meant to have two eyes, Ayin Tov and Ayin Ra, and they're meant to balance, to create reality, a proper perspective. He, however, was described as Shum Ha'ayin. He only had that negative perspective. That's why he only went to a vantage point to see the people Ketzehom. Because a negative person always zeroes in on that which is negative. Now, the Gemara in Brach says an amazing thing. So what does it mean? Yodeh Das Elyon. It means that Bilam was he knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to run the world up in Midas Hadin, and he was able to invoke that Midas Hadin, that critical perspective, in order to try and make sure that he could curse, he could be negative, and to be non-generous in everything that he did and everything that he looked at. Now, Parshas Bilam, the Gemara says in Brachas Yud Beis Omid Beis, Bikshu Likvoya Parshas Balak B'Krishna. Chazal wanted to fix Parshas Balak in Krishna. Why didn't they? Why didn't they fix it there? Mishum Tereach the Tzibur. Because it'll be a tircha de tzibura, it will be a sort of burden on the community. Now, ordinarily, that is understood to mean the following. Imagine you're in shul, and you say Krishna, and every day, once in the morning, and once at night, once at Shachris, once at Maariv, after you say Krishna, they want it to be Kaveh, Parshas Balak. So you read the whole story. That would add, 5-10 minutes to davening every day. So lechaira means they didn't do it, it'd be too much of a bother, a tircha, for the tzibur. Recently I overheard my son, who's bar mitzvah, was only a few weeks ago, I overheard him talking to his friends. Obviously, his Baruch Hashem is now, minyan is a very important feature in his life. And he was discussing with his friend, which is longer, mincha or ma'ariv? On one hand, mincha, you got shmoneh esrei, then you got chazaras hashatz. The ma'ariv, okay, you haven't got chazaras hashatz, but you got shema, you got the brachas before shema, after, they were discussing that. For some boys, they've got busy lives, they want to know which is longer, mincha or ma'ariv. Well, Chazal, the normal understanding of this Gemara is they weren't kovei a Parshas Balak every day because of Tircha D'Sibur, it would add too much to the davening. Says of Shlesinger, a different pshat, beautiful pshat, that if we, the Tircha D'Sibur means it's not, it would be too much for a person to bear. Parshas Balak means it's a reminder for us that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world, but Midas Hadin. And having a daily reminder of that fact would be too much to bear. That really we're in this world, and if we put a foot wrong, there for the grace of God go I. And that knowledge, to recite it twice a day, that's a tircha de tzibura, i.e. it's just too much to bear. So therefore, says Rav Shlesinger, a very beautiful pshat, Yedeya Das Elyon means that Bilam knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to run a world up in Midas Hadin, and he was able to draw on that, to draw for that moment every day back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's knowing this concept, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really has that moment of anger every day where he sort of could unleash the Midas Hadin. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose, Baruch Hashem, not to extend some rachamim into our lives. But Bilam wanted to, because he was so negative, he was so critical, he was so non-generous, he was always focusing on that with that perspective. And that is Yodeh Das Elyon. That's Pshat in the Gemara in Brachos Yud Beis, that Mishum Tircha de Tzibura, they were not Kovei a Parshas Balak on a daily basis. Not Pshat, as it's normally understood, necessarily, that it's an addition to Shema, but maybe it means that the knowledge of saying Parshas Balak on a regular day would be too much for a person to bear. Okay, let's press on. Later in the Parsha, we are reunited with the donkey of Bilam. Pasuk says, "Vayiftach Hashem es piha osein." HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens the mouth of the osein of the donkey. Vatoymel Bilam, and the donkey says to Bilam, "Ma osisu lecha ki kisani zesh al shugalim." Okay, the well-known story of Bilam and his donkey in this week's parasha. Interesting question: how old was this donkey in the story of Parshas Bilam? In this week's parasha, how old was the donkey? Interesting thing to think about. Now, I'm sure you're all thinking, well, isn't this the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos? The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says that this donkey was created Ben Ashmoshes. Let's take a look. If you're listening online, please email me at j.golku@gmail.com. I'll send you the handout. In paragraph 2a, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Asar Dvar Nivru Be'erev Shabbos. 10 things were created in Erev Shabbos, Ben Ashmoshes, Be'eluhein, Pi'aretz, Pi'abeh, Pi'ha'osei. So it was created Ben Ashmoshes. Now, if that means it was created, that means the story of Bilam happened many, many, many years later. How long later? Well, we know Yetzias Mitzrayim was in the year 2448. And they were in, this is taking place at the end of the 40 years in the Midbar. So we're approximately 2488, we're 2,500 years nearly after Maaseh Bereishis. So you're telling me this donkey is 2,500 years old, 2,500 years old. So the main commentaries on the Mishnah there in Pirkei Avos say no. They say the following. Says the Barat Tanura, the main one, the main commentary on the Mishnah is, Pia Olsen says the Barat Tanura, Bein Hashmoshes Nigza Aleha, Shetadaber in Bilam. Doesn't mean that the animal was created. It was Nigza, it was decreed at Bein Hashmoshes, at Maaseh Bereishis, that this that an animal would speak with Bilam all those years later. And the Tosfos Yontef also says the same thing. He says, Kilo Yitochin, Shehoyachai Kol Kach Misheshes Mei Bereishis. It's not tenable that this animal can live for so long, a donkey living 2,500 years, Azman Bilam. And so too, he quotes the Maharal. Doesn't mean they were actually created. There was a certain decree that was decreed that this would happen all those years later. Now, the Tiferes Yisrael says the same thing. So again, the classic commentaries of the Mishnah all say the same thing. That it doesn't mean he was literally created, but rather it was some sort of gezeira. The Tiferes Yisrael adds, interestingly, not that it was actually created. It seems strange, says the Tiferes Yisrael, that if this indeed was the case, that this animal would have been created, and it was such an amazing miracle that this donkey lived for thousands of years, and the Torah hides that from us. If it was such a miracle, the Torah would publicize it, would record it at least. It just gave a koyach, a special gezeira, that the animal at the right time would be able to speak at some future date. Atkan, the Bar Tanura, the Tosfos Yontef, and the Tiferes Yisrael. Along comes Rabbi Yaakov Emden and says, no, the donkey can be very old. The Dvar Mekapshutai, when the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says that Asara Dvar Nivru Be'er Shabbos, and one of them is Piha Asin, it means just that. And don't think it's a new thing, it's a chiddush that animals can live long. He has two very good precedents for it. One precedent is the Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Nosei, that the animals that the Nesi'im brought lived very long time. And according to one opinion, according to Meir, that they're actually still around. And perhaps the more famous one is the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. Again, it's in the second box in paragraph 2b. The Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says this, Hishkim Avraham ba'boike v'lokach es Yishmael v'es Eliezer v'es Yitzchok v'noi v'chovash es ha-chamer. The famous Parsha of the Akedah. And he saddled the chamer and he went with Yitzchok and with Eliezer off to the Akedah. Says the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, Hu hachamer ben ha'osam shenivra ben hashmoshes. This is the donkey that was created at Ben Hashmoshes. Shenem vayashma avram baboike vayachvash es chamoyre. Hu hachamer sherochol av Moshe Rabbeinu bevoil Mitzrayim. This is the same chamer that Moshe Rabbeinu rode on when he came to Mitzrayim. And lastly, hu hachamer so she'osid ben David lirkev alof. That Moshiach ben David will ride on. As it says in Zechariah, Hine Malkech Yovel Le'aloch Oni V'Reichev Alachamer. This is the donkey that, this is the famous donkey. So you see, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, from the Medrash Rabbah and from the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, that animals can live a long time. And therefore the Chamer in the story of Bilam was created Ben Hashmoshes, and it will have a longevity that even it has yet got a task to fill. That is, it will ride, it will give a lift, it will give a ride to Moshiach, Oni Reichev Alachamer. For Rav Moshe Schneider, you know, the well-known Rosh Hashiva here in London of Torah Semes, He was the Rosh Yeshiva back in the war years, in the 40s and 50s. Rav Moshe Sternbuch was a Talmud of this yeshiva. So Rav Moshe Schneider's yeshiva, or accurately known as Yeshiva's Torah Semes, he asked the following question. Why, you know, are we short of donkeys? Why do we have to use the same chamor that Avraham Avinu used for the Akedah, that we've got to use it for all these occasions? And ultimately, when Mashiach comes, it's going to be Ani Rechev al HaChamor, we've got to use this donkey. There's a shortage. Says Rav Moshe Schneider, it's teaching us a very important lesson. We need, for Mashiach to come, for this chamor, we need always to draw on the Mesiris Nefesh of the Akedah. The Akedah is always the, sort of the high point of Mesiris Nefesh. Avraham Avinu was willing to give up a beloved, cherished son to display Mesiris Nefesh because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do so. That huge display of Mesiris Nefesh, we're drawing on it to redeem us not just from Mitzrayim, where Shabbeinu used this chamor, but also La'asid Lava when Mashiach comes. The need for Mesiris Nefesh to draw on that in order to be redeemed from Mitzrayim and in Mitzvah Hashem in the future. That's his insight. So you have a very interesting idea regarding the Osoin, the Piha Osoin. According to the main commentaries of the Mishnah, it doesn't mean that he actually lived all these years, but rather the Gezerah was there decreed at Bein HaShemoshes that at some future date, 2,500 years later, the animal would speak. However, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says otherwise. He says we do have precedence of animals living a long time. And Rav Moshe Schneider says, why Dafka we need to have this animal? Because it's drawing on the Mesiris Nefesh of the Akedah, and Mesiris Nefesh is the key to unlock the Gula. Okay, let me move on to a third and final idea, an amazing idea that I saw in the writings of Ben Yehoyada. The Pasuk says, Vayiftach Hashem es pi ha'asoyim, Vatayim el bilam, why are you hitting me, Shalosh Regalim? Again, the Mefarshim are troubled. Why does it say Shalosh Regalim? Shouldn't it say, why are you hitting me three pa'omim, three times? So Rashi says on the Pasuk, you're trying to uproot a nation who keep the Shalosh Regalim. What is the connection? Why do we keep referring to the Shalosh Regalim in reference to this incident? So there's an amazing Ben Yehoyada. He says the following, and then this, he doesn't actually mention this, but it's in Rashi, in this week's Edra. Rashi says that when Bilam went to curse Klal Yisrael, it says he went into the Midbar, by Yoshes el HaMidbar Ponov, and he sort of set his face toward the Midbar. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Katargumai, as the Targum translates it. What does the Targum say? So the Targum says, V'shavi lekovel eglo da'avodu Yisrael b'midbara. When he went to look in the Midbar, he set his face towards the Egel HaZohov, which Klal Yisrael made in the Midbar. So you see that he was trying to arouse the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by making reference to the chait of the Egel HaZohov. That was what Bilam was trying to do. And that's the point we said earlier, that he was Yedea Das Elyon, means he knew that moment when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. And at that moment, he would talk about the sins of Klal Yisrael, and Bifrat, especially the chait of the Egel HaZohav, the sin of the golden calf, and therefore that would unleash the wrath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Ben Yehoyada, an amazing thing. The chait of the Egel, how long did it last for? The whole episode of the Egel HaZohav was only 6 hours. Aaron HaKohen stalled the Erev Rav. He sort of pushed them off till the next morning. So it got light. And he pushed them off, ki boishesh Moshe. The Moshe Rabbeinu was delaying, says Rashi, b'sheish, that he waited 6 hours and then Moshe came back. So the whole story took place from daybreak until chatzoy, 6 hours. So that was our crime. The chet of the Egel was 6 hours. We know there is a concept in Hilchas Kashrus called bittel. Bittel means that if I'm cooking a chulant and a bit of milk falls into the chulant, is it kosher or not? But it depends how much milk fell in. So we know there's a principle of bittel. How much is it? Can we ignore? Well, if it's less than 1/60th, then we can ignore it. If there's 60 times meat than there is the milk that falls in, then you're okay. It's bottled. It's bottled. Says the Ben Yehoyada, an amazing insight. The Sholosh Regalim have the effect of being mevatel and being mechaper for the chet of the Egel. Why? How so? Because we know there are Shalosh Regalim. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. In total, Midoraisa, there are 15 days. How so? Pesach is 7 days in the Torah, Shavuos is 1 day, and Sukkos is 7 days in the Torah. So therefore, it's a total of 15 days. In 15 days, each day has 24 hours. Therefore, there is a total of the Shalosh Regalim of 15 times 24, which is 360 hours. 360 hours is 60 times the 6 hours, which was the duration of the Chet of Egel. So therefore, the Shalosh Regalim is Mevatel, Shishim is 60 times the Chet of the Egel, and it cancels it out. Now that's what's going on in the parasha, says the Ben Yehuda. That when it says you're trying to draw on the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by mentioning the Chet of the Egel, no, the Shalosh Regalim were given to Klal Yisrael to be mechaper for the Chet of the Egel. So there's no point in trying to draw on that anger, because this people keep the Shalosh Regalim, which is the antidote, which is the kapara for the Chet of the Egel. So let's take a look at the Ben Yehuda inside, an amazing piece. Yadua, it's well known. It's paragraph 3, the second box. Yodua masha'om l'chazal. Ki kasha'ov v'yisrael sa'egel ha'ya sheish shos v'layos. The whole operation was 6 hours. V'kaimelon b'bitl ha'issa tzorech shishin kenegbe. We need 60 times to mevatel the issa. V'al kein, k'dei she'izvatel ha'issa shal sheish shos. In order to annul, to be mevatel, the 6 hours of the chet of the egel, me'os ha'kodesh baruch hu. What did ha'kodesh baruch hu do? Tikein li Yisrael Shalosh Regalim. He established the Shalosh Regalim. Shem Shiva Simei Sukkah v'Shiva Simei Pesach v'Yom Echad Shal Shavuos. 15 days in total. V'va'elu Chamisha Asu Yomim Yesh Shalosh Meres v'Shishim Shavuos. You have 360 hours. Continues the Ben Yehuda. U'bozer Pirashti. And that's what, it's an amazing thing. That's what it says in Shmoy Islam of Gimel in Parashas Kisiso. Masha Om Hashem Yisbarach L'Moshe Rabbeinu. Achamaisa Agil. After the incident of Egel HaZohar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Ani a'avir kol tuvi al ponecho. I am passing all my goodness over your face. Tevas tuvi t'chalkena l'shtayim. You can split the words kol tuvi into two halves. V'kori bo tesvov b. My 15. Pirush. Bishvil tikun oven ha'egel levatel she'shoy shal issa. And the A'avir, I will pass over to cancel out, to negate the Chet of Egel, my 15. What is that? Pesach, Sukkos, and Shavuos. B, Kolema Biktushosi, Kedei Levatel Issa. With me, with my Shalosh Regalim, I'm going to be Mevatel the Chet of the Egel. Sheishos, Biktushos, Shleishos, Meos, Veshishim Shos. 360 hours will negate the 6 hours of the Egel. Vehine, listen to this, he takes it even further. Vehine Heim Reims in Alponecho. On the middle of your name, so he says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki kol emtzoi nikra pnimi. The ikka, the main part, the central part of the name, that's who you really are. The neshama, for example, the middle letters is shem, shin mem. The ois shin the Moshe, the middle part of Moshe Rabbeinu's name, mem shin hei, is shin. He ois ha'pnimis shal shmai. That's the central inner name, part of Moshe Rabbeinu's name, the shin. Now, if you write the letter shin out b'miluyay in its fullness, you get shin yud nun, which gives them the gematria of 360, 300 plus 10 plus 50. U'kneged sholosh meos shishim shois shal chamish as yom tovim haniskarim, which also comes to 360, which alludes to the fact, avir kol tuvi b'fonecho, in you, in your name, I will give you the 360, which will negate the 6 hours of the Chet of Egel. Nimsa ha'mayodim him tikkun v'pgam iyun oven ha'egel. Now, this Ben Yehuda was told to me by my good friend Dovi Siegel, and he said he added a couple of very interesting ha'oras. He said that the Gemara says in Machkas and Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, it says, kol ha'mevazeh es ha'mayodim ki'ilu evet kechovim. That this, the Shalosh Regalim, the 15 days, 360 hours, is mechaper for the 6 hours of the Chet of the Egel. And therefore, that fits in very beautifully with what Chazal say in Makkos, that anyone who disgraces the Moyadim, it's as if he's worshipped Avodah Zarah. Why? Because you haven't got your bittul anymore. You haven't cancelled this out. Because if I don't keep the Moyadim properly, I haven't got my 360 hours. And therefore, if I've got 59 times or 50 times or 40 times, the piece of milk that falls into my trulant doesn't help. No bittul. So therefore, karamavaze as hamayadim ki ilu avet kavir zara, as if he's worshipped avir zara, because you haven't effectively done bittul on the egel hazahav. And it also teaches us the importance of time. That if a person uses the shalosh shugalim properly, then it's mechapen, it's mesakin for the egel hazahav. But if he misuses the time and sort of doesn't use the yom tovim properly, then even a small amount could take away the ability of the shalosh shugalim to be mesakin and mechapen for the chet of the egel hazahav. So there you have three, I hope, very interesting ideas from this week's parasha. The first idea is the daily reciting of parashas bolok. That the Gemara says we should do it every day, but we didn't do it because of Tircha de Tzibur. What's it all about? Why does the Torah call it Das Elyon? The Teretz is that because Bilam, using his negativity, he's only had one eye, the Shesum Ha'ayin, his Midas Hadin, his Ayin Ra, he was sort of able to ascertain the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry with Klal Yisrael. And using that negative perspective, he knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only wanted to operate the world on Midas Hadin. And therefore, that's how he wanted to attach his klala, by invoking the Midas Hadin, which was the Havamina, the plan A of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, when maybe the Pshat, says Rosh Lezinger, of that they wanted to picture the Gvaya Parshas Bolak, the Krishma, is not necessarily in addition to the Tircha de Tzibur. The reason why they didn't do it is not because it would be too long, but rather it would be too imposing, too cumbersome, too much of a burden, too much to bear on the whole of Klal Yisrael to have this reminder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to operate a world on Midas Hadin. Next thing we discussed was Bilam's donkey. How old was this Osain? So the Bar Tanura, the Tos Yontov, and the Teres Strog all say it doesn't mean he was actually created at Bein HaShemoshes, but rather the Gezerah and the ability of the animal to speak 2,500 years later, that was created. Rabbi Yaakov Emden argues and says, no, the actual animal was indeed that old. There are precedents for that, as I've got on the sheet. And Ramosha Schneider adds that lovely idea that why dafka do we short of donkeys? Why dafka we need the donkey that Avraham Avinu used in the Akedah? The Teretz is because we always want to draw on the Zuchus of the Akedah, and ultimately that would be what would redeem us from Mitzrayim, and later in the Mitz Hashem when Mashiach comes. And lastly, the idea, this astonishing idea of the Ben Yehoyada. Amazing idea. Why do we keep referring to the Shalosh Regalim? The answer is, as we saw in the Targum, Rashi brings that Bilam wanted to sort of invoke the wrath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by drawing on the Chet of the Egel and referring to those sins of the Jewish people. But the response was, no, you're trying to uproot the people who keep the Shalosh Regalim, i.e., the Shalosh Regalim is the antidote. The Shalosh Regalim counteracts, is atones for the chet of the egel. How so? Because the whole chet of the egel was 6 hours. The shalosh regalim is 15 days, 7 of Pesach, Sukkot, and 1 of Shavuos, 15 in total, which is a total of 360 hours. That is times 60, the amount of time it took for the chet of the egel. And that's what perhaps the Gemara in Makkos means, because if you don't keep the ma'adim, then we're back to the chet of avodah zarah, egel hazahav. And it teaches us the importance of time. If we misuse this precious gift, this commodity of time, of Yom Tov, then we fall short of the number of hours to rectify the chet of the Egel Hazahav. Thank you very much for listening. I wish you all a very good evening. Kol Tov. Bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.